Hello, I'm Professor Lou. Welcome to our live stream. I'm joined today by a special guest artist, Mia Rozier. And today we are going to be learning how to use Adobe Fresco. If you would like to grow as an artist and you can't afford an art class, we've got everything you need here at ArtProf: critiques, tutorials, and professional development. Now, some of you guys might remember Mia was on a stream last March showing her ballpoint pen drawings for the March Art Dare. And tell me in the chat, I'm very curious, how many of you guys have gotten a reply from Mia on our YouTube channel? Mia's actually helping out a lot right now with our Instagram. So it's going to be really fun for you guys, I think, to see Mia's work and put a face to a name and all those things. Cool. All right. So Mia, tell me what Adobe Fresco is, because I don't know what I'm looking at.
Well, in a way, it's kind of similar to Procreate. It's kind of a place where you could come and sketch. It might seem a little bit more complicated than Procreate at first glance, but I don't know. It's pretty easy to get used to, for sure.
Can you show us some of the digital stuff you've done in the past? I know some of the stuff is not done on Fresco, but I just would love for people to see what your range is as a digital artist.
Yeah, for sure. I have a few. Some of these are on Photoshop. Some of them are on Fresco. But I have this one is kind of a mixed bag. It's a bunch of character design kind of concept art that I did in preparation for like a portfolio review. So that was pretty fun. I did this one on Fresco. This was my first kind of big piece on Fresco. It was pretty intimidating, but it was fun to get used to the different brushes and kind of presets and stuff. I can zoom in a little bit so you could see a little bit of the detail.
Now, do you work only in Fresco, or do you use Photoshop or Procreate? Like, where does Fresco fit in your digital arena?
Digital arena, I have started using Fresco way more than I've used Photoshop. In the past, I have like a Hueon tablet, and I've been using Photoshop for since like sophomore year in high school. But ever since I got my iPad a couple months ago, it's been way more convenient because I could just take it everywhere. The program is really fun. I was using it for sketching for like a long time. It basically replaced my real life traditional sketchbook. It's really awesome. I did this one of Aang. It's a little Avatar The Last Airbender fan art for those who like the show.
Cool. This is awesome. Looks like you're getting some recognizability. Mia O'Side says, let's go. It's the person that always replies to our comments on ArtProf's YouTube. Yes, so you guys will see a Mia around on our YouTube and also on Instagram. Okay, let's get started. I have all my reference photos in here, and I guess my first impulse is, wow, this looks way more like Photoshop than Procreate. Is that accurate or not? Or is it just a layout?
I think it's a lot of it's the layout, but I do think it does. It's from the Adobe suite, so it does have a lot of the same kind of feel as Photoshop. I think Procreate is crafted specifically for the iPad and the iPad alone, whereas Fresco is kind of crafted for an iPad, but also as part of the Adobe suite, if that makes sense. So I think you're right by saying that.
Wait, so can you use Fresco on a laptop, or is it only on the iPad like Procreate?
It's just on the iPad, but I think that they try and keep like the layout and the kind of features similar to how they would Photoshop or like Premiere, not for video, but kind of the aesthetic of it.
Okay, I'm going to hide my layers. How about we start with the bendy orange fish in the upper left-hand corner. And so I will admit, I don't know how to hide the layers. So
I think if you hide the layers, you just tap the, you tap the thing in the upper right-hand corner, the upper two right. Squares stacked on top of each other.
Oh, so is that, oh wait, that hides my layers. Okay, so I brought them back and then, oh, I have to do this. Okay, so I have to hide those all. All right, hide layer. This one I wanna hide. Okay, so that is handy. Actually, I saw that you could do this, get rid of all the toolbars, oh, which is sort of cool. Handy.
Yeah, I always keep those around. I need to see like all my tools or else I feel like I'm gonna lose them.
Okay, oh my God, I don't even know where to start. Let me just do this. Okay, that's kind of a gross brush. Where are the brushes?
The brushes are in the top left corner. There are two different, you're on mixing brushes right now. And I always start out with a pixel brush. That's the one above.
Okay.
You're on, yep. So if you click that, there's a ton of different categories of brushes. I love just the classic pencil, like to sketch, but there's tons to choose from.
Is pencil under sketching?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me just see what that looks like. That's okay. I think I want, like, how do I make the brush bigger?
If you go down, there's a little bar that you can click in the kind of side area, and you can drag the number up and down.
What did you click? No, that's color. Is it this size 6?
Oh, yep, that's it.
Okay. Oh, so it gives you like a number. Okay. So, oh, okay. It's kind of handy that it has a number. All right. So you're going to be light years ahead of me. So just don't wait for me while I try to.
Gotcha. I'll explain things the best I can if you need any help.
So I'm doing the color wheel and I'm in the orange section, but how come it's still black?
I think if you click the color one more time, you might be on the, your little icon, this little white circle in the middle of your color is all the way down here. So if you drag it up to the orange corner, you should be able to get the color you want.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm going to just do like an orangey type of color. Oh, so I have to move both circles?
The circle on the bar, that's the opacity.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, so the circle on the outer ring kind of shows what color you want, and then the circle in the square gives you specific different tones within that one color.
Okay, I think I get it now. Now, where's opacity for the brush?
Opacity, if you click the color again,
Oh, there's the opacity. Okay.
Bar, yeah, you can kind of edit it that way. Right down here, you can kind of drag.
I'm gonna try, ooh, that's hideous. That's not Ponte crayon. Not at all. You said you like the pencil one?
I do.
Okay, maybe I'll just do what you're doing. It's easier.
Yeah, every time I go on here, it's just kind of a free for all. Sometimes I'll just pick a random one and see if I can make something look good with it.
Well, this is just a whatever as far as I'm concerned today.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson with Procreate because when I started Procreate, I just was obsessing over the brushes and it just was a waste of time, honestly.
I know. I think sometimes people try and become the master of like all of the brushes, but I think if you have one or two that you really love, it's okay to stick with those.
Or just to keep things more simple so there aren't 10,000 options that you have to go through, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We have a question for you, Mia, from Trent, who says, Mia, do you use the vector parts at all?
The vector parts? Not as far as I know. I am a bit uneducated when it comes to specifics like that. I know like Illustrator is really in tune with vector things. I kind of use this mainly for sketching and like painting things, not so much for graphic stuff.
I mean, Trent, the whole vectors, I do not understand vectors at all. I mean, I have students who do all their work in vectors and I just am so confused.
Yeah, it's, I don't even know. I don't know the layout. I don't know how to even start that process.
Okay, where's the eraser?
The eraser is the fourth one down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the sidebar there.
Oh, so this is like Procreate where you, oh wait, the, it's not brushes, it's like pixel eraser shapes?
Yeah, the eraser is kind of strange. You can't choose a specific, there aren't as many options for brushes, but if you're looking for an eraser with like an opacity kind of thing, I would use like the hard round opacity because you can kind of use pressure sensitivity.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm a fan of pressure sensitivity.
Me too. Yeah, I like how on Photoshop you can like use the eraser as if it was an actual brush.
I know. I really like that about. How come my brush is so big? Do I just have to make it way smaller? Maybe. I guess that's okay. I guess I did have it like set huge. Maybe that was it. Vanessa is asking, did this reference taste good? Well, I can't remember which. I bought three fish, okay? One of them is tilapia. I don't know if this is, do you know which fish this is? Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could say I love fish, but I don't.
So anyway, I don't remember which one is tilapia, but one of them was tilapia and the other two, they had weird names. I had no idea what they were. So I just was like, okay, I'll buy those. And the thing is, the guy that was at the fish store, he said, oh, well, you want me to gut it and clean it for you and everything. And so I thought, oh, well, I shouldn't have him do that because if he does that, it's going to ruin the fish and I won't be able to take a very good picture of it. So I took the pictures. I was like, oh, well, of course I'm going to cook these because that's such a waste to not cook them. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to clean a fish. Have you ever cleaned a fish? It's hard. It's really hard.
No, my sister and my dad love to go fishing and they know all about that kind of thing. And I've just never gone with them. So I don't know. I feel bad about like hooking them and like, I don't know, for fishing. I feel bad. I'm so weak when it comes to that.
Well, I don't get it. Were you just not invited?
I was invited. I was invited. I probably just stayed home to draw instead, to be honest.
Well, I have been fishing before and while it's boring, oh my God, fresh caught fish is good.
Oh, I believe it.
We have a question from J.H. Cohart. What type of iPad do people usually use for Procreate? I'm planning to start doing digital artwork, but I'm unsure how many gigabytes I will need to save files and run the program. That is definitely a question for you, Mia.
Yeah, so I did a ton of research before I got my iPad. I have the new iPad Air. And I know the most popular iPad to get when it comes to digital art is probably the Pro. But I don't think I never planned on creating any super huge files. I have, I think 64 gigabytes, on my iPad and that's been working for me so far. There are tons of online reviews as well. Like on YouTube, there are so many people, there dedicated to helping you find the right iPad. So
is there a particular YouTuber that you recommend for hardware reviews? Because I get so overwhelmed by all the equipment reviews that are out there.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I think I watched like 30 of them from like a ton of people. So yeah, there are just so many out there and like everybody has a different opinion and I just want to know everything. So I don't know just one person, but there are definitely a ton out there.
So we have a question from Seven Angelic who says, I don't know whether it's worth it to go for the pro or just the air. What are your recommendations, Mia?
I have the air and I love it. It hasn't given me any problems. I haven't had any issues with storage either. To be honest, like, I think if you want an iPad just to do digital sketching or a few digital, like digital pieces, I think the air works great. I think that the pro probably storage wise, is probably a little bit better, but to be honest, I don't know. I didn't really think it was worth it, but it's different for everybody for sure.
Mia, can you color pick from the reference photo?
Yeah. Yeah. So
how do I do that?
If you hold the screen down with your pencil, something shows up, or three up from the bottom, a little color picker, and you can drag it up to your reference and you can choose from there.
Oh, really? How do I do that? Which circle?
Actually, two up. So it looks like a little like droplet. I don't know the name. Syringe?
Multicolor eye drop.
Yes, eye drop. That's what it is.
So what do? I just tap it or I hold down?
You can drag it with your pencil.
Drag it?
Yep. If you just click, if you tap in the middle of it and then hold your pencil down, you can drag it around.
It's not working.
Oh, it's not? Oh, no.
Am I in the right tool?
No, that's the right tool. I think,
thing pops up?
Yeah, I mean, yours looks a little bit different than mine. Maybe it's the difference in iPads, but I'm able to just drag mine around.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay, so on the left menu bar, it's showing the color that it's picking?
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so weird. This is so different than Portrait. Oh my God. Like, I thought it was going to be more similar, but I feel like it's really different.
Oh man. I've used Procreate a little bit, but not as much as this. So,
I mean, it's really interesting because it just changes your whole rhythm. You know, I mean, all media are like that, but.
Yeah, for sure.
We have a question from Trent who says, I think color picking is the same as Procreate, or maybe I'm misremembering. I feel like it's pretty different. Like in Procreate, I think in Procreate, you just hold down your finger and it just picks it. Like this is sort of a little bit less direct. I mean, granted, I have logged way more hours on Procreate.
Yeah, I mean, I've always just kind of, held my finger down. That works. My iPad's kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm just using it wrong, but, like, it's kind of hit or miss with the holding your finger down part. Sometimes it works, and then other times it's kind of stingy and it doesn't. So I just use the eyedropper, and I haven't really had any problems with that, but maybe other...
So wait, how often do you use Fresco? Like, do you use it every day, or...?
Yeah, I've been trying to use it every day. I think I do a lot of pencil sketches in it, and I also take notes in it because I just love the pencil so much that I just kind of use it to write down like everyday notes and stuff. Yeah, I've been trying to use it for drawing a lot more these days.
So if you were to approximate the amount of time you spend doing digital versus traditional, what would you say the ratio is?
Ooh, over the past, since school started, really, I've been doing traditional a lot more. Like, I think probably if I had to give it a percentage, it might be like 70-30, roughly.
Oh.
Yeah, because I've been really getting into like watercolor painting and things like that. But I've been trying to get back into digital just because I love it so much. I'm trying to make time for it.
So actually, most of your schoolwork is not digital.
No, it will be, though. I'm in a intermediate digital class next semester, so I'll be able, I'll be worked.
We have a question from Maria who says, do these drawing apps on tablets have brushes that mix colors? Like if I paint red on top of blue, it creates a purple, like real translucent paints in traditional art.
I love that question because I just started using the mixing brushes, and I can show you an example. Let's see. I'm using the watercolor round detail brush right now. And for a second, I was like weirded out because I didn't think that a digital thing could act traditionally. That felt really weird to me. But I'll layer this over each other. And the watercolor brush is weird. Like you can see it's blending like over itself, which is kind of fun. It like
weird.
Yeah. And so then if I put blue over that, I'm putting the opacity down a little bit just because I don't want it to overpower it. But if I layer that over, it kind of like mixes almost traditionally. It doesn't turn super green, but it does change color. So yeah, you can get a little bit of that.
I feel like it looks like a little animation of watercolor. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, for sure. It's really satisfying to watch.
I mean, I feel like I'd be so distracted by that. I wouldn't be like mixing, you know? I wonder, I have discovered that they do have the same command as Procreate for undo. I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Maybe. I feel like that also could be like the universal thing for undo. I feel like we're all so used to that.
Right. I mean, it's definitely helping me because I'm like, good, there's one thing. I definitely know it's gonna work in here. Because it's taken me a while, Mia, to learn all
yeah.
this stuff.
Oh boy.
Gianna is asking, can you rest your hand on the screen without any marks being made?
Yes. For me, I can. I'll make this, it's the kind of thing where if you're using your pencil, the iPad can recognize what your hand is and what your pencil is. But if I just go in with my hand, like that's a mark that I'm making just with my finger. But yeah, it has really, really good like pencil versus skin recognition.
So here's a question. How come yours looks all like nice and silky and like mine looks like cottage cheese?
Oh,
like,
no.
What did you do?
I have been using the mixing brush for a little while, so that could be why. I also, I don't know, I build up all my layers a lot. Like I'll lay down one thing of red and then I'll go in until the red looks smoother. I think that might just being a perfectionist.
Wait, how many layers are you on right now for this one drawing?
I have 7 so far.
Oh shoot, I did the same thing where I just put it all in one layer.
But it's weird because I when I work on a piece, like I use a ton of different layers, but I have to by the end be able to merge all of them together. Like it's really weird. Like I have to be at a place where I could just merge them together. And then I do detail work on just one layer alone because having a lot of layers stresses me out a little bit.
Well, I can't like get past one layer. Like I understand the concept of why you would want lots of layers, but it's like, I can't put it into practice. Is this just me like doing too much traditional work?
I was gonna say like, that's totally like a traditional thing, I think. For sure, which is like not a bad thing. Like I think tons of digital artists like only use one layer and it totally works for them. I think whatever works for you is like the right way to go. There is no wrong way.
But Mia, what if nothing works for me?
I have felt that so many times when I'm working on this program.
I mean, yours already has like volume and a nice tint of blue to balance out the orange. Like, mine is a disaster.
Oh my God. What helps me is like, if I just make the entire thing one color and then I just like add on to that, because then it's like, okay, there's something everywhere, so I can't mess it up anymore, you know?
Did I go into details too soon or something? Like, maybe I should have just put down like a flat color.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. I do like one little pencil sketch and then I try and use like, I try and block in things.
Maybe I should try your technique on the next drawing, because this is not going very well.
If you want to move on, we totally can.
Give me a few minutes to somewhat redeem myself. I just need some articulation, maybe just in the line work. I don't like this brush, though. I feel like I want one that's not so spongy looking. Is there one that's better?
Are you looking for like an ink, like a smooth brush, or like I can show you a few.
I don't want like an inky one. I just want like, this just feels very porous.
Yeah, this one's kind of fun. I like this one. This one is called Messy Square, and it's like, I really love the opacity in it, and you can get like super thick marks and super thin marks.
What category is it under?
I have to find it, I think, because it's in my favorites, so let me try and locate it. Oh, it's in painting.
Under painting?
Yeah, it's under painting. It's like, I think, 3/4 of the way down. It's called Messy Square.
Messy Square. Okay, let me try that. Ooh, you like this?
I like that one.
Ew. It's like a turd. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's a little like animation. Like it's not really a brush.
I don't know. I like it because like it is kind of animated. Like it like splatters around.
That's what I'm saying. Cause as I'm moving, I'm like watching a little movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that very, I find it like satisfying.
Yeah. Wow, looks like other people agree with me. Gaz says, wow, Mia is so good. What a talented young artist. And Basil says, Mia is so speedy. She already has a good amount of shading on her fish. Thanks, guys. I feel really, my self-esteem is really taking a hit right now because, you know. I'm drawing with somebody who really knows what they're doing. So.
But it's your first time on the program. Like, my first time on the program was not good. Like, it did not end well at all. I deleted every trace of my first attempt in this program.
Well, but how long did it take before you felt like, okay, I sort of understand this? Did it take you a while or?
It took me a little bit. I think what helps a lot, like, to get used to a program is just drawing, like, whatever comes naturally to you. Like, for me, to get me used to it, I kind of just did really simple, like, character faces, like, nothing crazy at all. And, like, just that alone was, it made it a way easier to understand, like, what the brushes did, like, how the program worked. And then from that point on, I could do, like, more challenging things. Yeah, but it did take a while. Like, it's, you gotta put practice into it for sure.
I mean, do you think it's more just eliminating factors? Like, by picking something you're sort of already good at, you can focus more on learning the program?
Yeah, I think so for sure. And then, it's also kind of, I don't know, it's satisfying to do something you're already good at, because then even if you really suck at the program, you're making something that you're good at. So
I sort of like that. I think maybe I should give that a try.
Yeah.
All right. That's a little bit less horrific. Let me just get a little bit more shadow back here. This brush is weird. It's like all uneven.
Is the same
is
one?
It the post? No, it's charcoal pencil, but it feels like, you know, those like charcoal, like blocks, how they draw like a square. It sort of feels like that. It doesn't really feel like a charcoal pencil to me.
Hmm. Yeah, some of the brushes, I think the brushes are super hit or miss.
I think that's the way it is in a lot of, because Procreate is the same way for me. Like, I either like love it, well, I don't know that I love the brush. I'm either like, oh, this is okay, or, oh, I hate this.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm ready to move on. I got to skip this over. All right.
Sounds
which brush do you want to do next?
I'm going to merge these layers so fast, and then we could do, I like this guy.
I think. Oh, I know. He's so cute, isn't he?
I know.
Okay. Let's do, oh, how do I select the reference photo so I can put it somewhere else on the canvas?
If you go, I think a bit midways, oh, whoops, hidden layer. If you go midways down your icon bar or your toolbar, there should be like an arrow with a kind of plus sign next to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then if you're on that layer, you should be able to move it around.
Oh, I have to have the layer selected. Okay. And then I do this and, oh, okay. I see. All right. It's a lot easier. I know. Isn't this guy adorable?
I think I could be wrong, but this looks like a butterfish. I could be wrong, but I love drawing butterfish because they're like really big and like an oval shape. And then they have this really tiny little funny looking face. And I just.
So what is it with you and fish, Mia? You have to explain yourself because you draw a lot of fish.
I do. I think, I don't know when it started, to be honest with you, but like, I just did a little, I did a painting of like a guy in a suit at a dinner party, but instead of having a regular person's head, he had a fish head, like fish out of water. And so that was really funny. And then after that, I just kind of found out that they were hilarious. And it became something where if I don't know what else to draw, I'll just draw a fish because they all come out different every time, but they all have such like personality to them. So yeah, I love them.
So drawing fish is your like default subject, basically?
I'd say it was people before, but at this point I've really, really fallen into this hole.
Well, do you like the textures? Like, what is it about them that's so specifically fun?
I think I love the, like, all of the different colors in them. Like, they're all kind of gray, but then they're always, like, kind of rainbow at the same time. So that's been really fun. I also love trying to, like, give them personalities and stuff. That's fun.
When I bought these fish from the fish store, oh man, I look so funny when I take these photos because actually my bathroom, which is right next to my office, gets really nice natural light. It's like perfect. So I'm like on the floor in my bathroom with a box with watercolor paper taped to the sink. And I put the fish on the watercolor paper and I'm like taking all these photos. Every time I'm like, oh my God, I look like such a freak right now.
The photos turned out so good. I was going through them all like the other day and I like didn't know which ones were the best. I loved them all. They were so nice.
Well, thank you very much. And I think I'm going to show you guys what's available. It's on the ArtProf reference photo collection. It's a Flickr page. And that's where you guys can go to download free high resolution photos for your artwork. And we love it when you guys use it. So if you make something, tag us on Instagram, show us, it's super fun. So you did that drawing of the fish that was on the thumbnail. Where did you get the reference photo for that one?
I looked up butterfish online and I used Google Images, which I know I'm not supposed to do, but.
Of course you are. Come on, everybody uses reference photos, you know?
Oh, I just mean like Google Photos in specifically. I would have taken my own, but I did not have access to a fish.
Most people don't have time.
Look that up online.
Yeah. Well, then I have to ask you, how do our fish photos compare to the one that you found online?
Oh, so much better. So much better. I would never have guessed in 1,000 years that you took those in your bathroom. That's like, that's insane.
You know, you do what you need to do for your artwork.
Yeah.
You do all these wacky things. So I just found this really cool brush, but it's an eraser. How do I find the brush version of that eraser? Oh.
What's the brush or what's the eraser called?
Was it Brush Tilt? Hang on, let me see. Yeah, that's what it was. It was Brush Tilt. This one.
I'll try and hunt it down for you.
Oh, is it in the brush menu?
I am going to try and see, because most of the time the erasers should be like an option as a brush, but I'm not positive. So I'm going to try and find it for you.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Basil. Basil's reminding me to try out the layers. I know. I just start drawing and it just doesn't occur to me to make a new layer. Like it feels like a disruption to the process.
It is weird though. I use layers because I don't know, with like kind of my digital process, I have to at this point, but
right.
Like it's annoying because as soon as you leave one layer and move to another, you're like, okay, I have to keep track of what's exactly on this layer and then what's exactly on that other layer. So it becomes so much to think about.
I know. And it's like my brain is not like wired for that yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't find your eraser in the brush option.
I'll see if I can find it later. That's okay. I'll survive. I just liked that it was a little... I don't know. It was a little bit more sleek than the one I had before, but whatever, we'll figure it out. Ayane says, I do the exact same thing, Mia, when I learn something new medium-wise. I think it's great advice because it's like when you learn something new, it's almost like you have to get rid of the 50,000 factors. that go into making an artwork, right?
Yeah, I think too, like, I know at least like in art school and like maybe like high school art too, like you hear so many things where it's like, okay, like experiment, do something crazy, like make a full composition, like do all that. So when you learn a new medium, you kind of expect yourself to just be able to do all of those things that you might be able to do like in a medium you're more comfortable with. But you have to give yourself some time to really learn like from the ground up. So like doing something that you already like is totally normal and awesome.
I know. I feel like sometimes, at least when I was teaching at RISD, a lot of students almost had this like guilt trip thing about experimentation. Like they'd always be like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I'm not experimenting. And I'm like, you don't need to right now, okay? Yeah. You have 50,000 other things to deal with, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get that guilt too. I'm like, oh no, I'm drawing something I like. I should be doing something I hate to get experience.
I'm curious, is that isolated to art school or do any of you guys in the chat, I mean, I know some of you are in art school, but a lot of you are not. Do you guys ever get that guilt of like, oh no, I'm not pushing myself. I'm not learning something new. And I feel like my colors are so gross. Like how come your colors are like all nice and like fresh and luminous? Like, what are you doing?
I've been using, okay. So what I do is I go over it first with the mixing brush, like with watercolor at like a lower opacity. And then I kind of just layer over on really like thin opacities. And then when I get kind of different tones I like, then I go over it with the pencil and I kind of just and forth from that. And I think layering with color makes it a lot easier to kind of get colors you want because it doesn't feel as permanent in a way. Mm-hmm.
So I should change the opacity more?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. I hate using like full opacity right away. It stresses me out.
Oh, so how often are you doing full opacity? Because I'm doing only full opacity.
Yeah, I almost never do that unless I like know that it's what I want, or unless the brush naturally comes with opacity. Like if the brush has like pen pressure sensitivity and you can use opacity with the pen alone, then I'll keep it on full. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I use really small or thin opacity.
Maybe I should try that. I'm going to pull down the opacity and see if that helps me, because maybe my marks are like too harsh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if that helps me. This is interesting. Basil says, I love how Mia started with a bluish tone. Clara started with a more pink tone. It's interesting to see how people go about drawing the same thing. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we really like to have two artists on the stream, because one thing that I really want people to know at Art Prof is that there's no correct way. There's just your way. And if it works for you, then great. It's like, it doesn't matter how you actually get there. As long as, well, I mean, if you're harming somebody, that's not good, but you know, like it's great. If it works for you, go ahead, do it. I sort of like this frosty blue.
Ooh, that's that nice. He has.
Isn't that really pretty?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh man, it's almost like a lantern or something. Like luminous is a great word to describe it.
He's such a funny looking guy. Like, what's up with the mouth and the beady little eye? Like, isn't he so funny looking?
I think like I've been trying to like figure it out for so long. I really think it's because the eye looks so surprised. Maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that it's just like, it looks so shocked, like all the time.
You guys, if you go to the Flickr page, where there's so many photos of this one fish, I like post it in all these funny positions and everything, but I actually like pulled the mouth open so we could get some, and it doesn't stay. That's the thing, is it like pops back because obviously the fish is dead, but there's some pretty funny shots that I'm very proud of. J.H. Cohart says, how do people come up with their own color palette? Well, Mia, why don't you tell us how you come up with your color palette, even though you have a reference photo?
Yeah, I like challenging myself like to come up with the color palettes just because, I don't know, it kind of exercises that like part of my brain. But I tend to look at like one part of like the image. Like, for example, this reference photo, like there's a lot of like, I'll circle some parts. Like there's like right here, it's kind of like a bluish gray. And so that's kind of, I think that's what I started out with. But I'll layer that down first and then I'll go in and I'll see like some gold right here. And so then I'll just kind of put that in a little bit. And as more and more of those colors start to show up in my image, I'll be able to see where the differences are, like between the reference photo and mine. So like right now I'll notice I need some more like dark blue up over here in my image. So I'll like maybe add that next. And so it's just kind of, I like kind of play it by ear. I kind of wing it.
Well, so I'm wondering though, how close or not close do you stay to the reference imagery? Because we talk a lot about that here, about, well, how do you use your reference? Do you stay very faithful or do you mess around with it more?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think it changes for me like image by image. Because I know like for this one, I don't know, I like kind of amping up the colors a little bit or like adding different colors like reds or like greens or things that might not actually be in the reference photo that much, just to make it a little bit more interesting. But yeah, I think it really changes based on every drawing.
I mean, you know what I keep doing on these streams is I get so distracted by learning the program that I feel like I can't even do that. Like, I feel like all I can do is just copy the photo, which is pretty boring, but I feel like I sort of have to because my skill set is so bad in digital, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, no, I totally get that. And like, oh man. Yeah.
But I think that's fine. It's like, I'm not trying to like compose and have a big meaning here. I'm just trying to learn the program. And that's such a different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like, just letting yourself just kind of like do, like, I don't know. I always go to default when I'm learning like a new thing. And I think that's like totally awesome. Cause then, I don't know, you could make something you're really proud of just on your first time, even if it's not like the best thing. You might like the subject matter or like something like that. So yeah, I think that's awesome.
Well, I think we all have to feel that there's some degree of satisfaction. It's just like, well, where do we get the satisfaction? You know, is it just from the tools or just, ooh, this is fun, right? It just depends. Mm-hmm. Neil says, Soyton Lee, she's forcefully opening your mouth while taking pictures. Because Soyton Lee said earlier, you would look surprised as well if you found yourself dead in Clara's bathroom. You know something? The fish that we ate tonight, it wasn't this one. We ate the two red ones tonight. They weren't that good. They were like a little bit bitter.
Oh, man. I guess like for these ones, it's look over taste, probably.
I mean, do you eat seafood?
A bit. When I can. When I can, I do. But I haven't really recently.
Because I'm a salmon person.
Yeah, salmon's good.
I mean, I guess it depends. Like sushi, I really like yellowtail, and tuna's really good. But yeah, these, like all these fish that I bought, like I've never eaten any of them before. Like I actually looked up on YouTube how to clean tilapia.
Oh man. I do this little trick sometimes, like if you want me to share kind of a hack with you.
But yeah, totally.
Like I'm noticing like my whole kind of this area of my fish is like needs to be kind of darker. So I want to like tint it something. It looks like really scary and wrong, but I promise it's okay. Like I'll just go over like the whole thing with parts of it with like one solid color and then on a different layer, on like a separate layer.
Okay.
And then I'll just like push the opacity down and it immediately makes it like so much more accurate. And I don't know. I just love that hack because you just put it on completely flat and like opacity all the way up. And then you can kind of edit it after the fact. And if you don't like it, then you could just delete the layer and it's like, it never even happened.
Oh, that's brilliant. I want to try that. Wait a second. Okay. So if I look at mine, mine's probably a little bit too bright. And so if I want to tone it down, okay, I'll give mine like a yellow tint. Let me do that.
Yeah.
So I should make a new layer. Does it matter if this layer is on top of, like, does it matter the stacking of layers?
If you're going to go over like the whole thing, it should be like the topmost layer.
Okay. How do I move the layers though?
If you should be able, if you long press one layer, you should be able to move it around.
What is long press?
If you just hold your pen down on it, long tap it, it should pop up and you should be able to drag.
Okay. I'm going to try that. Okay. You know, I'm going to do the red because the red I feel like is really obvious. Okay. Let me try this. Ugh, this is a gross red. Yuck.
And it feels like wrong at first when you're just like going over the whole thing, but I promise it's like it's saved my life. This
really?
Yeah. Because it helps a lot with color, like the colors all working together too.
But how did you figure out this hack?
I did it on Photoshop first. And I think like I was doing skin tones. It was kind of an accident. I forgot how I specifically figured it out. But after I did, it made things so much easier.
Wait, so how do I lower the opacity of the red layer?
So on the very top right corner, underneath the layers one, there's like three dots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should be able to find the opacity and you should.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me see. Oh my God, that is so cool.
Isn't that like, it's like a game changer. It's like crazy.
Oh my God. You know what it did?
What?
So not only did it tint, but it like, it sort of like wove all my colors together.
Exactly. Exactly. Cause it helps like, I don't know, like tint them all, like to it's like, it's so awesome.
Wait, could I change? Let me put it at full opacity again. Oh, wait, what? Did I go off the wrong layer? What happened?
Oh, wait.
I don't know. Oh, did I hide it? Hang on.
Oh, maybe. That happens to me all the time.
Wait, it's gone. Where's my layer?
Oh, click undo. Click undo. Maybe that'll help.
How do I do undo?
Up, you could either tap your screen with two fingers or on the very top bar. There's like an arrow going right.
Oh, going back?
Yep. And so you just click the left arrow and it should be undo.
Undo. Wait, what? I lost my layer.
Oh, no. Not working.
Oh, no. It's still there. I had the opacity turned too far down.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so dumb.
No.
Okay, but... Hang on. So I have red right now. What if I wanted to turn it to like blue?
Okay. I think, okay, I could be wrong. If you, let's see, if you make, I'm going to do this as a test actually, because I'm not positive, but I think I know how to do it. So if I make like red on this layer and I add the layer and then see like beneath the eye icon, like on the far bar, right below that there's like a square with an arrow pointing down. If you make a new layer on top of the red without anything on it, and if you click that icon, it'll attach that layer to whatever you've drawn underneath it, so you should be able to just fill that layer or color over it with a different color.
Oh my God, I'm so confused.
It works. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'll try and explain better.
I can't do this. What? Isn't there, I feel like there should be something where you can just like switch it. Like, right? What if I go here and, no, that didn't do anything. That just changed.
I know, it's kind of weird. I try and like, sometimes I do things like the most complicated way possible, just because it's like the first thing I try.
Well, so Bleepkin says you could lock the pixels on the layer, I believe, like you did once in Procreate with Jordan. I know Jordan taught me this thing. It's called like Alpha Lock. I still don't remember how it works, but I remember Alpha Lock helped me do something like this. But of course, I don't know how to do it in Fresco, so.
I feel like there's definitely a way to do that, but I've just never tried it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to hide the layer and I'm going to do like a blue, like a really like saturated blue and see what that does. Because that was kind of awesome, Mia.
I know. It's like, and it's also kind of a surprise because like, when you put down the layer at full opacity, you're like, oh, I wonder how it's going to change it. Like, I wonder how it's going to look. And then it's like, makes it fun.
Well, because, you know, one thing that was sort of bothering me about my drawing was I felt like the way I was doing the, and this is just me in the digital, I'm just not very good at it yet, is I felt like it was very patchwork quilty. It was sort of like all these random colors. And it's like the second you showed me how to do that, it just like, came together.
I know. That's like, I think that's probably like the most handy trick like I've ever learned how to. It's helped me so much. Like, if a piece just isn't looking right, it'll immediately just make it better. It might not fix it, but it'll make it look better.
Oh my God, that is so brilliant. Actually, I want to go. Oh shoot, I didn't put it over enough sections. I think I'm going to add a little bit more here because that's, oh my God. Wait, so you just made it up or did somebody show you that?
I just kind of figured it out. I don't know what I was doing that possessed me to like just completely draw over whatever I was drawing. But yeah, I don't know how I figured it out, but once I did, it was like game over. It was awesome.
Oh my God, so cool. Nolan says, I much prefer Procreate. I tried Fresco once. It was too cluttered and confusing. I like how simple Procreate UI is. I think for me, Nolan, the jury's still out because you guys have watched me, my whole Adobe Fresco life has been in the past stream. So it's just like not a lot for me. I'd have to spend more time, but my first impression right now is I think Procreate feels more intuitive, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think I like Fresco so much just because like the pencil tool, it feels like on Procreate, I could be wrong, but on Procreate, it feels almost like too digital, if that makes sense. Like Fresco, it feels like a pencil and I'm able to just draw right on paper. And I think it has kind of a more traditional feel for me, which I kind of enjoy. I was recommended it by a friend and I kind of started using it before Procreate, but I've loved it.
Okay, so this is a stupid question, but do you see this highlight on his forehead that I'm trying to add?
Yes, I think
right so. Here. So I made it the purest white, but why does it look darker than the white canvas?
I don't know if I'm looking at the right place.
this spot right here. Sorry, you can't see that obviously. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna add this gray color in the background, and that's going to give me the contrast that I'm looking for. I'm going to do that. I think that will be better. There we go. Oh no, it's the opacity. Is that it? No, no, that's not right. I'm so confused.
Are you on like a different layer or something? Oh wait, I think that your color is just dark. I don't think that you're on white.
Oh, wait.
The little bubble is blue.
You know what? I was on the layer where I changed the opacity. And so this is why. Oh, okay. Go to the right layer. Okay, wait. That's fine.
It's like, it's always a layer thing. Like it's always a layer problem. Like whenever I'm like, what is going on? It's always because I'm on like the wrong layer or like something's going on. It's so annoying.
That's what it is. Okay, so see that's the thing about digital is like there's so much stuff and I'm like, what happened? But I suppose that goes away once you've done it for a while, right?
Still
in theory, right? I mean, I should give this guy some background anyway. Oh, this is a weird thing, but why is there a little circle in my lower left-hand corner? Like, what is that?
That is a great question, and I still don't know.
Why is that there?
Let me see. Like, because you can, like, move it places. That's just been there. I should know what it is. I just don't know.
It's so random. It's just this, like, floating eye watching me. Like,
oh my God. Wait.
Does anybody here in the chat know what that is? That little bubble? It's not a bubble, but you know, it looks like a little bubble. So
for a second, I thought it was like an eraser or something, but I was wrong.
It's not though. I can't figure out exactly what it is. That's very strange. Anyway. All right. See, this is going to make my highlights pop. Sometimes you got to fix something else to make other things work. I love Mia. I like all these people in the chat knew like 10 minutes ago what I was doing wrong. And Ayane totally knew what was going on. Oh my God.
I'm sure like so many people in the chat are like screaming like, it's that, like that's the problem.
I know. It's so like, but I don't know. I like learning new stuff because then I have an excuse to be really bad at it, you know?
Yeah, I'm still learning this stuff too. Like I've been, I don't know. I've been doing, I've been practicing only for like a few months on my iPad, so I'm still trying to like get in all the info. There's still so much left I have to try and get right.
Well, I mean, do you ever watch tutorials or do you just make it up?
I watch tutorials when there's something like specific that I know that I want to do but I don't know how to do. Like I'll kind of go into it blind at first, and then if like I want to figure out how to like edit the size of an image, like, and I don't know how, I'll look that up on like YouTube or something.
Oh yeah. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Only for specifics.
The digital tutorials on YouTube, I'm sorry to say, but I have no patience for them. Like,
yeah,
maybe I'm just too impatient. I don't know.
I don't know why too, but like they all have kind of the same feel to them. Like they all start with like a crazy intro that lasts for like 30 seconds. And then like, then like they don't really get into it until like a while in. Yeah, I try and avoid them, but sometimes I need them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way where I'll just avoid it, and then it's like if I have to, like there's no other option.
Yeah,
then maybe I'll do something.
Oh my God, my guy looks so stupid. Look at him.
Maria says, Mia's fish has the expression that actors have when they're playing bank employees, when they're being robbed, but they have to pretend they're not.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're so right.
Well, I'm just now starting to do the eyes. So let's just see where my guy goes. I have no idea. I'm a little nervous.
I love doing, like, there were a few things on, like, in the art prof comments section, like, title, or, like, give this image a caption, or, like, give
this.
I think that's so funny. I oh my God, if anyone has, like, a backstory, a tragic backstory for this fish, let me know.
Tell us the story of Mia's fish. We already have one version from Maria, but I'm very curious to know what the variations are. This eye is sort of really satisfying, isn't it?
The eye? Yeah. Oh my God. It's like,
I mean, like not in my drawing, but like in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
My guy looks like, he looks like Popeye.
Oh my God. Looks like he has like a tooth or something. I love that.
Well, his mouth is like all weird and crooked, and he's just not doing that well.
No.
Right? I mean, this is why I like fish a lot, because they're so funny, aren't they?
They're so funny. And like I think also they're not that intimidating to draw, just because like the shape is so simple. Like it really is kind of like an oval and then some things sticking out. So like it's really fun. You don't have to get caught up in like, I don't know. I feel like dogs are intimidating to draw. I don't know why. I've always been afraid of drawing dogs.
It's all that fur.
Yeah, that's that too.
The fur makes it much more of an investment to get going. Oh, my poor little guy. He's just like so pathetic. Isn't he?
No, he has a backstory. He has charm.
Does he? Mine just looks like afraid. Yours is sort of like startled. You know what I mean?
I feel like mine, you know, like when the characters in The Office look at the camera, like, I'm sorry, I just made an office. But like I feel like it's like, are you seeing this right now? Like, I feel like it's like, really, that kind of thing.
I could not get into the office, Mia. I'm sorry. I tried. I really did.
Okay. That's okay. It's bad. It's like one of my comfort shows. Like, you know, the shows that you just watch because, like, you need to rewatch something. Like, that's what I do.
What's my comfort?
So many better shows out there, though, for sure.
I guess my comfort TV show is Sherlock, but the problem with Sherlock is that all the episodes are like a movie. So you can't just like casually watch it. And also you have to like pay attention, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think like I love shows that like don't have any real consequences in them. Like things just happen and the characters like roll with it. So I guess like comedies. I love Portlandia. That's like one of my favorite shows because like it's just so random and nothing even happens in it. It's just people being random.
I don't think I've ever watched Portlandia. I feel like I've seen clips, but I've never like watched it.
It's like, it's really weird, but like I love it. It's like, I don't know. It's fun. It's a great show to watch like when you want to just kind of zone out.
Let's see. O-Side says, Mia's fish swam to school, a group of fish, and smelled something fishy. That's why its eyes are like that. Awesome.
That's a great one.
Crossick says, Clara's fish ate something sour, maybe raspberry or blackberry. This is so good. I love all these stories. Oh, this is a good point from Gianna, who says, fish are so weird, you could 100% mess up and no one would notice. That is a really good point.
That's so true. I agree with that for sure.
Well, because like if you mess up a person, everybody's like, there's something wrong with, and you're like, ugh. oh, crap. I think I stretched my picture. Oh, I need to make that like come down a little more. Okay, there we go. See, there's all these like windows that keep coming in and out. Here we go.
Does Procreate not have that? I forget. It's been so long since I've tried it.
Not really. They don't have that.
Oh, that's cool. I think I'm just so used to how this program works at this point that I'm just like, yep, here we go.
Right. Okay, so can you show me the blending thing? Because, like, I feel like my drawing's getting, like, really choppy.
Yeah, like, just the blending brushes?
Yeah, because I don't know how to use them.
Yeah, so it's... Oh, man. I think I just kind of troubleshoot new brushes. But, so, yeah, the icon right below the normal brush icon. If you click that, there should be two options. There's watercolor and oil.
Let's see. Wait, it's the third icon from the top of the menu bar?
I think the second.
Second. Okay, so, watercolor and oil. So which should I try?
I love the watercolor round detail. It's just the first watercolor one.
Okay.
And so I use that one. And I start with, like, kind of a middle opacity.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you could just kind of mess around and, like, just see how the brush works, because it, I don't know. It's really weird. It does have the animation stuff that you don't like.
Let me try. Wait, hang on a second. Let me see. The animation stuff. Ugh. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's like fun to do, but I feel like it's hard to like work with, you know?
I don't know. I thought that, and then I kind of like, I don't know, with practice, it gets easier, and like, now I'm at the point where I can like bend it to my will, you know, like I finally am like, haha, I got you. You can do what I want.
Oh, that's so weird. That's so weird. It's like it spreads beyond where your pencil touches the iPad.
Yeah. And it's also weird. Like when you go over it again, or like the water, quote unquote, like will blend together. So like your line won't even stay. Like it moves like watercolor moves, or it kind of mocks that anyway.
Weird. So it sort of has a mind of its own.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Weird. Oh, can I use this like finger smudge tool?
Yeah, I've never tried that. I don't really love smudge tools like on Photoshop, so I've just never really tried it, but you totally can.
I'm gonna try it. I mean, I'm not a big fan of them in general because I feel like they look, everything looks really plastic. Ugh, I do not like the one. Ooh, this is so different. This is like, the one in Procreate is more smudgy. This one is almost like putting a fog over it. It's really weird. Oh, strange. Ooh, I do not like that brush.
Oh man, I always get so nervous like when I draw the eye because like the fish's eye is really dark, but I don't like I feel like I should make it bright so it looks like cartoonish now. I always like myself that it is actually darker. It's weird.
But your eye has like transparency. Mine looks like a Charlie Brown eye.
Oh man. I just like, I think honestly, like, oh, I just like layer over everything like so many times until it like is right.
Do you think I'm trying to be like too direct? Like maybe I need to just like layer more.
Yeah, I always layer. I just like layering. I love doing traditional watercolor. So I think I'm trying to like translate that over to digital the best I can. Yeah.
I mean, I might do like a yellow ochre glaze on top of this because it is starting to get very patchwork quilty. And I feel like my smudge tool messed it up. Maybe I'll do that trick again.
Yeah. There's no like limit to the trick. You could do it whenever.
Oh my God, I love it. By the way, you guys, if you were not aware, we are running a winter raffle right now. We have all kinds of really cool prizes to give out, like free art supplies. We also have things like Art Prof merch, and you can donate in a couple of different ways. You guys can pledge monthly on Patreon. If you're already a Patreon supporter, you guys can just bump up your donation by a dollar or more. You can do a one-time donation or comment on the raffle video, which streamed yesterday. So lots of different ways you guys can enter because don't you guys want more super cool guest artists like Mia to be here? So yes, we would love it if you guys could support us because sometimes I think, Mia, we make it look too easy. And I'm like, maybe I should whine more. If I whined more.
There should just be one stream where it's just like crying.
that would not be inaccurate considering some of the days. Like I had this one day, oh my God, where there was some mistake in the YouTube thumbnails. I can't remember what it was, but I had to fix like 20 of them. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe how much of my life has been spent towards making YouTube thumbnails.
That's terrible.
That really hurt me, Mia. That was a rough day. That is what they do. They don't tell you in art school that that's how your life might be someday. Oh, wait a second. Why is this color so... Oh, there we go. Okay, I was wondering why it looked really see-through for a minute, but now I'm going to try the trick. We have to give this trick a name, Mia. What should we name it?
I've been trying to name it. I don't know. I think... You said glazing before, and I think that's like a good word. I think that
it is like glazing. It's sort of like if you took your brush and oils and just like covered the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's like probably the most accurate way I've heard it described.
So we have a question from Mayahika who says, Mia, which would you prefer more, Photoshop or Fresco?
Ooh, I think At this point, I think Fresco, just because it's so convenient. Like, I can use my iPad and I could take walks with it and like sit around and
take walks with it. That sounds like, you're like taking
places with it. I could I could take long romantic walks with it. I don't know. But with Photoshop, like, it was so annoying. Like, my friend and I have the same drawing tablet, and it has like 4 different wires that you have to attach to the laptop, and then you have to plug the laptop in, and it's just like you feel trapped by all these wires, and it kind of makes it just makes it difficult for me to like relax or like, I don't know, feel comfortable or move around. So I think for convenience's sake, I love Fresco, but I think Photoshop definitely has like more capabilities, like more things, more actions. So yeah, I think it depends on what kind of artist you are, but for me, I like Fresco.
Well, I feel like which software you use as an artist is becoming less important. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if you work at like an animation company, obviously like you have to use the same software that the staff is using. But if you're like a freelance illustrator, it's like nobody really cares, right?
Yeah, no, I think so too. I think I know artists on Instagram and like really famous artists, like I used to be obsessed. I was like, what do you use? Like, what programs? Because then I'll be able to do exactly what you do. But I don't think it's really just like whatever works best. Like, everyone is so different. I just think like whatever you like, you should do.
I love how the answer to so many of these questions is just such a boring answer. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not anything like really fancy or cool or like, you know, sometimes people are like, well, how do I get back? I'm like, just do it more. I'm like, that's it. Like, you just have to practice.
Yeah. Oh man. Like, I used to get so angry because I'd see, like, when I was first getting into digital art, I would see all these people like, I did this on Photoshop. Like, look at that. And I got Photoshop and I was like, all right, so now I'm going to be amazing. And I did it and it was just awful. And I had, but it was like a great, I don't know. It made me practice a lot. And so that was helpful.
I mean, was that more from when you were in high school that you were feeling that way?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it was like, that was when I was getting into digital art. Like, mm-hmm. I think before you start digital art, there's always kind of that feeling where it's like, oh, it's digital. So like some of it has to come, like some of that being good or like looking good has to come from the computer, but it's really just you as an artist.
I know, too bad there isn't something more magical involved.
Yeah.
Like something Jordan says a lot here is that there's no art machine that will take care of things for you. It just doesn't exist. Ooh, yuck. I don't like that at all. Shoot. I want to give him his little cute little... Oh my God, Mia, you know what? You know when I was cleaning that fish?
Yeah.
Look at my finger. I got freaking stabbed by that
fish. Oh my God.
Their fins are so sharp. I was like bleeding. So I was like, oh my God, what is up, dude? Like, you are like a weapon. Like, you look so nice and cute, but you're actually like really scary.
Oh my God. I want to see like fish bones. Like, I've seen so many photos of like fish bones and I feel like they're so cool, but I've never
they are. Seen them. Although Mia, oh my God.
I'm sorry I like attacked you like that.
But so the other thing is when I was preparing the fish, you have to cut it. It's hard to cut. Like, I'm sure I did it all wrong. But have you gutted a fish? It's disgusting.
Ew.
It's so gross.
I've never
I want to know
tried
in the chat, it. How many of you guys here have gutted a fish before? How many of you? Because my daughter came in and she was like, ooh, I want to see. And she's like, yuck, ew. I sort of like these like weird papery textures above the fin near the eye. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's like a crease or something.
They're weird. Like, oh my God, I feel like I could work on this forever. There's just so much.
I know, it's like so, it's fun because like you look at it from afar and you're like, oh, it's a fish, it's a circle. But then you look into it and you're like, there are like 8,000 different colors in here. Like, that's ridiculous.
And you know what else is cool is like there's so many textures and there's some parts that are like super, super bony, but then there's like really floppy parts. Like, they're so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a comment from Bleepkin who says, Prof, with the water mixable oils you started with a limited color palette, maybe you should have the same approach digitally to get used to it. That's a good idea because I am not good at this. Ooh, Mia, Seven Angelic says we should call it the Mia glaze.
That's cool. That's like, it sounds like a donut flavor or something. Like a glaze.
No.
Oh man. I do think like it should be something glaze. Cause like, I think that's the best way to describe it. It's like totally like oil painting in that way, I guess.
I don't know. I could see that being a thing.
Oh man, should I like copyright it? Should I like get a
lawyer? You should like get a trademark or something.
Yeah, what should I do?
It's not that hard to trademark stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Do you think that someday you'll be one of those digital artists that like has their own brush packs and stuff that you sell?
I feel like I just use like, I'm using the pencil, right? Like, I don't make my own brushes. I'm using like the pencil. Like, that's it. So I don't know. I don't have any use for like crazy brushes, at least not right now.
Right.
But that'd be cool if I did.
So we have a question from Hellish D who says, I'm drawing one of the red fish. I'm stuck on the pattern on the skin. How do you draw that digitally? That is for you, Mia. That is not a question for me.
Oh man. Well, when I get to like patterns, I normally have like layered up to the point where like, kind of like this actually, like where I'm at right now, I have kind of a bunch of colors there mixed together. And then I could go back in and really focus on like what is the color of the pattern? And then I could put it in at different opacities and like see what looks right and what doesn't. Yeah, I think it's just hit or miss for patterns for sure. Like in terms of applying them, if that makes sense. But I would keep the opacity super thin. Like I would not go full throttle with one color because then it's just going to look like stickers on top of it. So go light and then layer up from there.
Margaret says, I can't imagine Mia ever cleaning a fish. Signed, her mom.
That's my mom.
My mom. Our prof staff parents, they like to stop by during some of the streams. I love it. It's so cute.
And expose me for not liking gross things. But she's right. Okay. I feel like I would be like, ew, gross.
It's gross. I mean, I was grossed out and I didn't think I would be. So, you know.
Yeah.
We would love it for you guys to join us in the Art Prof Discord. After the stream, me and I will be hanging out in the Art Alongs channel. So we'd love for you guys to join us there. And if you drew along with us, please post what you made because we love seeing the stuff that you guys create during the live streams. Subscribe to the Art Prof YouTube channel so you can continue to grow and develop as an artist. And thank you so much to our top Patreon supporters. You guys give us the resources we need, which we are hoping to expand upon via the raffle. So please think about donating. If you guys go down to the YouTube video description below, you will find there is a message from me that is meant to tear you up. So I hope that works its magic on you guys. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.